There's one siman of Shulchan Aruch, Tav Tzadik Dalet, regarding Shavuos. And it's entitled Seder Tfilas Chag HaShavuos. More or less, it describes the particular tfilos that are relevant on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And the Ramah adds actually a few items that are relevant to the Minhag of Shavuos. So it's fascinating. We have the experience of Klal Yisrael, Matan Torah, Har Sinai, something which is so seminal, so central, so fundamental, so basic, basically the epicenter of what we're all about. And it wasn't even crystallized in practical halacha in any kind of significant, serious kind of way. Every Yom Tov, and even the Magen Avraham already points out the din of Shloshim Yom Kol Nachag that the Gemara has, clearly doesn't apply to Shavuos, unless it has to do with the preparation of the cheesecake. I don't know if it takes Shloshim Yom, but you don't see any positive commandments with reference to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Bizman HaBayis, of course, he had the karbanos of the day, and essentially, those karbanos are relevant to every Yom Tov, also relevant to Shavuos. You have the mitzvah of Simcha, Samachtu HaGecha, that applies to every Yom Tov. The mitzvah of Shvisa, not doing melacha, that the rabbi mentions regarding Yom Tov, Isa melacha, all this more or less is known by the Masechta, that really, which is called Masechas Yom Tov. We call it Masechet Beitza, but Masechas Yom Tov specifically has the halachas of Yom Tov. And then after the one simon on Chag Shavuos, then you have a rather lengthy discussion of Hilchos Yom Tov. So I always found that to be fascinating. And it's interesting that this Tav Tzadik Dalet Simen is really an extension of Pesach. It falls upon the heels of Pesach, which goes all the way until Tav Tzadik Gimel. And then the Tav Tzadik Dalet, you have the one Simen that deals with areas relating to Shavuos. So the question is, how is it possible that there's no mention of Shavuos as being related to Kabbalah Satorah in the Tanakh itself? Obviously, in the Davening, in the Seder HaTfilo, we mentioned that Shavuos is Ma Matan Torah Seinu, and that's the Kabbalah of Chazal. Gemara Zemachlov is exactly what Shavuos is, Vav Sivan, Zayin Sivan, but in terms of the actual Tanakh itself, you don't find any mention of Chag HaShavuos. So there's a famous Klei Yakar, and my father, Al Hashem, was very in love with this Klei Yakar. And it's really so foundational, this Klei Yakar. I think it's fairly obvious to all of us who just mentioned it. It's a very well-known Klei Yakar. And he indicates that it's fairly obvious why that there's no mention, no connection between Shavuos and Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah says the Klei Yakar is 365 days a year. There is no one specific day that's devoted to Kabbalah Satorah. And he quotes a whole slew of Amar Chazal, B'chol Yom Yil Benel Kachadoshim. The president should see Asher Anochim Tzavcha Yom. Every day the Torah should be a new experience. It's a Dabi Yadua that Avitzah Bachim usually, when they're in the process of preparing for putting on tefillin, they get tremendous joy and excitement having the source of putting on tefillin. And of course, little by little, it tends to diminish until the point where people sometimes they're not even aware they're putting out tefillin. They're literally doing it almost reflexively, almost automatically. And it becomes what the Navi calls mitzvah nashim lomada, something which is essentially a function of habit, a function of ritual. And the Gemara actually in Rochus, a very fascinating Gemara, the Gemara even has a comment that this is so amazing to me. It means here, let's say, of course, should I say, of course, it's not the ideal, but often that's the case. The person, his mind can be wandering. I'm talking about myself, not the august company in front of me. Person's mind can be wandering all over the place. And yet, when it comes to Modim, we're supposed to bow down automatically, you bow down. It's almost a reflex, a Pavlovian reflex, similar to Havdil. But a person is so ingrained in terms of where I have to bow down and where I have to move this way and that way. So you do it. And it's interesting that this automatic or natural reflex to bend and bow, the Gemara said, we should give a yashikach to those who are that bend and bow without even not realizing it. They do it automatically. And they deserve Yashar Koach. They've been so well trained. Rabbi Yehuda writes, and this is one of the very famous comments of Rabbi Yehuda, a number of times he actually reaffirms and rearticulates this idea. He said, one of the greatest averus that a person can pass a chas v'shalom violate is doing a mitzvah out of habit, mitoch hergel. That's a comment of Rabbi Yehuda, what a striking comment. A person, before every mitzvah they have to do, has to be done because this is the Ratzon Hashem to do the mitzvah. And every day in the life of a Jew has to be one which is Bali Simcha. Ki'ilu, just today he was mekabel the Torah, and that day, as I mentioned, the Chazal before, but this is sort of the Klayokar. That's the Klayokar lays out in the most beautiful way, actually a number of times, not only that pasuk, the Chazal that I mentioned, but a number of times he points out. That's why there's no specific reference in Tanakh to Shavuos being Kabbalah Satorah. Every single day is Kabbalah Satorah. Every single day one has to be Malin Simcha, the one has the ability to learn Torah, to fulfill mitzvahs. Every single day, literally, once you go, Mechayel Ochoyel, and the Bali Musar, the Kayaka calls this as well. Ashrei Ha'isha Shalaholach Vatzes Rishoyim, first parak in Tehillim, first pasuk in Tehillim. Happy is the person who doesn't walk Vatzes Rishoyim, so the Kleokar, as many have pointed out, that Amida b'makom echad is a chet. The Baal Shem Tov expressed it in more Kabbalistic kinds of terminology. When a person does not move ahead, so automatically a person is regressing, a person is faltering, a person is stumbling, a person is going in the other direction. Because we know v'nasati l'cham malachim ben omdim ba'eleh, malachim, angels are omdim, they are more or less rooted and fixed. Hashem, can human beings, we are considered to be mahalchim, or malachim, ben ha'omdim ha'elah, the pasuk says. So that means, essentially, we have to be, chas v'shalom, we should be omein, we should be in the pasture of amida, we have to be constantly in the pasture of halicha. That's the yisod of kayokar, and therefore, that's why there's no particular day that's associated with Kabbalah Satorah. Every single day of the year is Kabbalah Satorah. The yisod of kayokar, he lays it out, ba'arichos. So Shavuos is essentially Zman Matan Torah, Chazal and Kabbalah, but really every day is Kabbalah Satera. And the person, the pasuk says, Sasa Lechi Ali Mosad, the Bosch of Shalom Rav, that's the pasuk we say in the context of Ger Shefer. We say over Mel Melville, the Rizkalar, Mel Salamechik, that anytime a person finds a Shalom Rav, you find something precious, some diamond, so you have tremendous simcha. And that's the kind of simcha that a person should have on an ongoing basis. With reference to Talmud Torah, it's Gemaisi Shalom Rav. The more a person learns and the more a person minds the Torah, and there's, as I said, there you have gold nuggets right in front of you, and you can constantly mine those golden nuggets on an ongoing basis, and it should engender tremendous simcha. So, and this year I'm going to talk about a number of the items that I mentioned here, Tav Tzadik Daled, by the Ramah, by the Mishnah Berurah. We refer to some famous minhagim that relate to one minhag which is not so well known, it's a mechavi. Chavi says here that Osir Lehisanos, you're not allowed to fast on Motsoi Chag Shavuos. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes it from the Magen Avraham. The reason is because that if Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, we are docha the Karbanos till the next day. We don't bring Karbanos. Shavuos is not docha Shabbos. Then we know that the Karbanos are not docha Shabbos, but not on Shavuos, and therefore you do the Shechita of these Karbanos Lacha Shabbos. So it's called Yom HaZavuach. So the day after Shavuos is Yom Tov, because that's really when you make with the Karbanos that you weren't able to be makriv on Shabbos itself. So the Mele, Osur Leisanos B'Matzoi Chag HaShavuos. That's the language of Shulchan here, which is, as I said, not so well known, but it's the Mishnah writes that's the Loshim Osur Leisanos B'Matzoi Chag HaShavuos. And that's what I pointed out when the Mishnah Berurah quotes here. And there's a question regarding Isul Chag Yet HaSukkos. Probably there you're allowed to. In the Sana, the Gaon says you should be. But anyway, this is one area which is not so well known. Ramah then quotes the following. Ramah quotes the practice. Minogim v'shtoach ha-sabim v'shavua v'takneset v'abatim. We do it in both places, not just in shuls. I think it's more well known in shuls. How many people here spread greenery in their homes? I actually
Flowers,
okay. Many people buy flowers in Shavuot. So I actually did a poll on this already a number of times, and most people are in the Beit Knesset mode as opposed to being in the Batim mode. The Ramah mentions both, Beit Knesset, Batim, Zecher, the Simchas Matan Torah, That is a zecher to what the greenery and the shrubs and regarding to Matan Torah, Kabbalah Satorah. Again, as I said, where do you see that idea? Where's it found, Kabbalah Satorah? So it's actually Merumas in the Psukim, Gam Matzon V'Abokar Al Yiru El Mul Chahor Hahu. So obviously there were grazing areas and there were a lot of shrubbery, a lot of greenery. That's where the Diak actually comes from, that pasuk, that around the mountain there were bushes and the like, and therefore this is the Zecher, the Simchas Torah. That's what's quoted here, as I said here in Shulchan Aruch. Now there's also the this is the Magen Avraham, who calls the minhag to bring branches and trees and put them in the houses and the shuls as the Zecher, actually, to the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says, and after Zayin, I spoke about this on Shabbos, when I spoke about Rosh Hashanah being a obviously Yom Adin, all the other Yom Tov Yemei Adin, but Shavuos is also mentioned. It's a mission of Zayin, and on Shabbos I discussed where's the din aspect regarding Shavuot. So Svarim write that the din aspect relates to the what a person should do prior to Shavuot. Hopefully, nurture a cheshek to learn Torah, and that is the and that is a midas hadin. On that cheshek, a person does not succeed in developing, nurturing a cheshek to learn Torah, so he's going to be nidon regarding that matter. But as a zecher to the Yom HaDin HaShavuos, we bring branches of trees and the shuls and the houses because that's the Donim al Peros HaIlon. Chayonim actually goes from the Gron, the Mishabura mentioned it here as well. The Milagon was very, very opposed to this practice. Also, Palmer Nagy HaGron don't do it. They don't contend it that it's Chukos Sa'akon. Again, one could, on this, there's need for an entire Shia, but I'm not going that direction. I spoke about it in the past countless times. Teisav Nazar Dafid Alpha just briefly mentioned and spoke to Rosh Yodea. Chukos Akam, Tesla says, comes to one of three things. A chog labadazar, if something was done for idolatrous purposes. Number two, a chog l'shem prisus, if it was done for immoral purposes. And three, which is the most difficult of all, if there's no reason for it. Now, the question is how you define that. And that's itself the subject of a lot of literature among the Dodei Achronim. But the Gaon felt that this was done in their, as Mishnah Berurah quotes, Achshav chog ha'amim laham ilonos b'chag shalom. So they do. We know about that. We know about all the bushes and what have you. So therefore, because of that, the Vilna Gaon was supposed to. But it seems to me that Minhag HaOlam is lo lachshosh to the Gaon. I would say 95% of the world. You know, it's just so you have a few more people who tend to follow Minhag HaGaon, and so they will, in fact, not be involved in this particular minhag. But most shuls world over follow this particular practice.
The Rambam grows against flowers too.
So I don't know if he was against flowers. It's not clear. I mean, the only objection that's mentioned here, Ilonos. And the reason why Ilonos, because of Persa Ilon, the Agra, Bital Milog says, so that's the question that David Miller raised correctly, is that it could very well be that flowers were not part of the objection. The issue was Ilonos. I mean, they're talking about that tree, obviously. I used to drive in the United States from... literally from St. Louis to New York and from Toronto to New York. And sometimes we stopped in different places and still actually in homes of Jews. They had a Hanukkah menorah and a bush, literally side by side. Such a very rather unfortunate and tragic kind of event. What? Anyway, so the Rambam also brings a practice, Lechol Macholi Cholom. The Yom Bishul Shal Shavuos. Nogim Mekamim Mekomos, they eat the cheesecake that I alluded to earlier. Dafke Yom Bishul Shal Shavuos. And the Mishnah Berurah actually quotes a minhag to eat Ochel Metugan Midvash. That Mishnah Berurah says it's fried with honey. And the basis of this, of course, is because of the pasuk Vash Vachol Tachas Hashonech and the honey and milk on your tongue, first in person. Who was zochet to obtain a lot of knowledge of Torah. Now the question, what are the reasons for eating milk foods on Shavuos? So there are four different reasons, actually more. I'll just list you the four that are almost pretty explicitly mentioned here in Shulchan Aruch. One of Rambam said, because Yom Tov Shavuos is an extension of Pesach. In what respect? Just like on Pesach, we have Shnei Tafshilim. One connected Zechel Kavim Pesach, one Zechel Kavim Chagigah. Both of these Karbonos are offered. So too, each Shnei Tafshilim on Shavuos, namely, a milk dish, chalavi, and a besari dish is like a negative state of shilom. Now, I'll be honest with you. I have a lot to say on this topic, but it will be more agadic in nature. I'm trying to focus on that. Means you, the Rambam actually points this out. You can't eat from the same loaf of bread. For milk and meat dishes, says the Rambam, utzrichim, right, let me just wash it. Benil yatam is chalabi minot. Shukimoshne tafshim shalochim ala pesach, zech le pesach, zech hagiga. Ken ofli machal cholav, yachak ha machal basar. Utzrichim labi imayam beiz lechem ala shulchan. V'yesh b'zeh zikar, l'shtei alechem shemakridu v'yom ha-bikurim. That's the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, and the two different breads. Again, you cannot eat from the same loaf of bread. I'm not here discussing that a lot in your day, which also needs discussion. Milk and meat dishes, discussion is also zecher, the shalach and brother Shuas. Means by eating milk and zeblashes, we're also separating the bread, thereby being zecher, the shalach and Shuas. That's reason number one. The second time is more than the sefer, called sefer matamim. My father was very fond of that sefer, and I own the sefer. Sefer matamim, so he indicates that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, it was Vav Sivan. It was a machlokes several times in Shas. In Shabbos and elsewhere when Shavuos took place. But Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Vav Sivan. And Moshe Rabbeinu was only, it's also Din Yerodea, that Moshe Rabbeinu was makbid only to nurse from a Jewish woman. And that is exactly the schus of, remember that schus of Moshe Rabbeinu, he was makbid Ayidei, how do we remember that schus? Achilat Chalavi on Shavuos, which also occurs on Vav Sivan. And Moshe Rabbeinu, that's his time, that's not found in Shavuot, and that's a rather original kind of time. And the discussion of being nursed by a non-Jewish woman, of course, is discussed a lot of in Shavuot. The Mishnah Berurah here quotes a third time. The reason why we eat Macholi Cholim on Shavuot, the Mishnah Berurah says, though till Kabbalah Torah, there were no laws. No laws of Basar v'Cholim. All the halachas v'Yerodea were not in place. Namely, Basar did not have to be Nishchat. Kedas v'kedim. I'm not talking about the Avos Shekibu Kal Torah Kula Dov Shadidu, the Mishnah Raisi Kedushin, Yosef, U'tzvach Tevach Lohochei, Ki Iti Yochla Adoshim Matzoroyim, he was Makbid. But essentially, these laws were not in place. The moment the Torah was given, the Lohu Shrita, the Machos Hasuros, then Kala Kelim Nesu, and now there was no way to keep Kashi them. So because of that, they had no choice, but Din Chalavi and Shavuos. That's another famous time, just one second. And we do that, again, for this Bale. I'll just mention one more time, which I believe is the name of Rav Shimshin Meostropol, who was a great Mekubal, Yodua Mekubal. So he said that the Gematria of Cholov is 40. Keneged, the 40 days of Moshe Rabbeinu was in Har Sinai, when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. And it's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah actually also, he does mention, I want to just point this out, that there's still an obligation to eat basar. Some people don't eat at all any meat meal on Shavuos. They haven't practiced to eat only chalavi. That's not correct. Mishnah Berurah says it very clearly that there's an obligation, he writes in Tafs Adal, to eat basar. Now this is discussed in the Bi'alacha. This is one of the most favorite topics of the Dodei Achronim. Even assuming that the mitzvah of eating basar doesn't apply today, but certainly the mitzvah of drinking wine, that for sure is applicable, because it could be basar is only Pesach Shlomim. We don't have Pesach Shlomim, but still the general practice to eat basar, as in every Yom Tov, Sarach to Hagecha, in Simcha of the Basar, in Simcha of the Yayin, and therefore you can't obviously mix Cholam and Basar, you can't mix the two. And there are those who claim that, I don't fully understand this, but I've heard this a number of times, that somehow on Shavuos there's no need to wait 6 hours in Achilas Basar and Achilas Cholam. So the people God quoted by the Shavuot says, Yesh Yisoyer, there's no such halacha. Absolutely, without any foundation. I'm involved with all the issues of how many hours people wait. I deal with very young people who come from very, shall we say, open homes, and they more or less do. Sometimes they have no masorah regarding anything. There's no masorah in the Kol HaTorah Kula. So they, regarding this matter, they tend to wait whatever's convenient for them. Some of them have an hour. They don't come from Holland. They don't come from Germany. Some of them wait 3 hours, some of them wait 5 hours, very few wait 6 hours. I've never heard of such a thing. It's a different law. Okay, I'm not going to discuss that. That's a shishir and yordea. Whatever the case is, that all these are the reasons why, not to be mekayin the mitzvah of milk at the expense of basar v'chol, then it's more or less what's being discussed. I'm sorry.
According to the time of the lechem that you can use for basar v'chol, would that apply that you need a full suda of chalavi?
No,
it's not that you have to have one lechem for chalavi.
I don't think so. No. Now, what I wanted to discuss, however, is what I believe is really underlying all of this, and that is I'll begin by citing the chinuch, which is well known to all of you. I'll just read part of the chinuch. I actually didn't have a way to Xerox it, so I simply wrote it down. So, Bisharashi Abitzah, he talks about Sviyat Salman, one of the most famous chinuchs in Sholach, in the, it's called in Sholach actually by Posni. But one of the most famous chinuchs in the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Shidba. B'Shamashi HaMitzvah, he said, "Apshad v'ishah kol ikun shal Yisrael eino el haTorah." The Torah is the very center of our existence. B'nei haTorah nivru shamayim v'aretz. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. I mentioned the Rashi in the beginning of Bereishis many times. B'shul Yisrael shenikru Bereishis, b'shul haTorah shenikru Bereishis. Ramban there on the spot. And he calls the pasuk, "Yom b'risi yom v'alayim l'chum b'shamayim v'aretz ol samti." That's that thing in Yirmiyo, Perek Lam Gimel, if I'm not mistaken. And v'hi ha'ikar v'asiba shenigalu v'yatzalim v'mitzrayim. The whole reason why we left Egypt was in order to essentially receive the Torah. That's the pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem, "Zelach ha'os Hashem lofi shlatzicha b'mitzrayim v'yatzalim v'mitzrayim ta'abdu nun." Where the Rambam writes in the Psochim, "Ta'abdu nun eselokim al ha'or hazeh." After 50 days, you're going to be involved in Avodas Hashem, namely Kabbalah Satzorah. So he goes on that even God is a tremendous Inyan, the Inyan of Kabbalah Satzorah is even greater than going from Abdus to Chavis. And then I'm skipping a little bit. And because of all this, he said, because the Ikun Shal Yisrael is Kabbalah Satzorah, is Sabino, we're obligated to count from Yom Tovish Shal Pesach, Ad Yom Nisina Satzorah, Laharos Ben Avshenu, Hachetet Hagodol, Manichba Bulibeno, Ke'eved Yish Abseil. Just as a servant is looking for shade, for shadow, is looking for Abdus and Melucha, for Mizabdus. And therefore, we are counting to the day when that's going to happen. We show our yearnings to Kabbalah Satorah by counting to it. And at the end, he writes, "They call Yisho v'chetzo lagia el azmanahu." That's the entire goal, is to get to that end. So every year we do that. So the question that many, many ask, and I saw this discussed, and actually I once heard this as well, namely a very fundamental question. My father was bothered by this question a lot. My father said, "Okay, we already received the Torah. Why do we continue this kind of count on an ongoing basis, on a yearly basis, on an annual basis? We already have Kabbalah Torah." I understand that initially they were counting towards Kabbalah Satorah because of the yearnings, because of the Gaguim, because of the great desire that they wanted to ultimately achieve that goal, but we've already done that. And therefore, why exactly are we doing it? So there's a famous Yerushalmi. Maybe the most famous Yerushalmis in Rosh Hashanah. I heard this as a kid. And the Yerushalmi says that there's a distinction between the Karbanos that are mentioned in the context of Ol Yom Tovim, where the Karbanos, the word Chet is mentioned. Ol Yom Tovim says Sir Izin Echol Bechatas. It's a very famous Yerushalmi, with the exception of Shuas. Uviyam Abikurim, I'm reading all the Psukim. Sir Izin Echol Bechatra Adarichet. Why is that word missing? Every Yom Tov has Sir Izin Echol Echatas, with the exception of Shuas, Yom HaBikurim. Sir Izin Echol Echatas Aleichem, doesn't say Chet. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kevin Shekibaltim Aleichem Ol HaTorah, Mal Ani Aleichem Keilu Lo Chatosem Mimeichem. Once you have a couple of the Torah, once you accept the Ol HaTorah upon yourself, Keilu, you never sin. It's an incredible thought. The Yom Tov of Shuas has a greater Koach of Kapara than Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We know Yom Kippur is Mechaper. And even with Shuvah Yom Kippur, the Sukkot HaTorah, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. That's the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Peivot. But the Gemara points out that, for example, there are various that Yom Kippur and even Shuvah, not Mechaper, probably the most well-known is Chil Hashem, that for Chil Hashem, the person is going to have to undergo Yisurim, and even Yisurim and not Mechaper. It could be that only death will be Mechaper for Chil Hashem. So here we have Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur that are Yiduim for Kapara, and yet it says this Yerushalmi by Kabbalah, Ola Torah, and Shavuos, Ki Ilu Lachotosi Kval, and the person is like a Kon Shenelad, Gershin is Gaya Kon Shenelad Domi, that's what Kabbalah Satorah is all about. Wow, absolutely fantastic. What exactly is the nature of this, and what is it is all about? So I saw in the Sefer Masses Meshach, in Ram Meshach Avredi, in Roshim Chevron. So I'm a big fan of his. So he has an unbelievable Chiddush HaTorah. So he calls this Yerushalmi, and he wants to connect this Yerushalmi But the famous Gemara B'Metzia, the Gemara Daf Pedalim, and he also wrote part of the Gemara down. Yom Echad, Habikasochi, Rabbi Yochanan B'Yarden, Rabbi Yochanan was swimming in the Yarden. Chazya Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish sees him on the other side. He jumps into the water. Reish Lakish was a Ganav Yadua, and he jumps a tremendous jump. Amr Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Chel Chalor Raisa. He sees this fellow is obviously has acrobatics and has somehow incredible strength. He's a kind of atlas of sorts. So right away he tells him, use that strength for Torah purposes. Chel Chalor Raisa. So Reish Lakish was Abdadua, was Reish HaGanovim, and Rabbi Yochanan sees this awesome display of strength, which is so amazing to him. Halavai, the strength of utilize the Torah. True for the Noshim. He tells him, your beauty is for women. Yeah, beautiful person, Rabbi Yochanan, Yadua, all over Shas. He might have many mishnayos about Rabbi Yochanan and with the mikvah and all kinds of other things that the Rabban cites in the Geras HaKodesh. The Ivan talks about it. We showed him when they talk about the Arsam Mishpach and discuss this actually, this Gemara. So, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, that he said, after he told him, your beauty is for women, he said, no. There's someone far more beautiful than I, that is my sister. If you become a Baal Tshuva, I'll marry you off to my sister. I always get such a kick out of these Gemaras. Could you imagine any one of us, I shouldn't say you, think about myself, given the background of this fellow, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, the great Gadol Batera, is ready to offer him his sister. Is anyone in this room who would be able to do that? I'll leave the question unanswered. But anyway, he says, if you do tshuva, I'll give you my sister as a wife. She's far more beautiful than I am. And so, Kabbal Alei, he works in the Shlokish, accepted the offer of Rabbi Yochanan, and he accepted upon himself the altar. And then the word says he wanted to jump back to the other side of the Yarden to retrieve his belongings. And it says he wasn't able to do it, says Rashi. The Mishakibel Ol Torah, Toshash Kodim. Somebody did have the strength any longer to go ahead and do that reverse jump. So the obvious question is, why is Kabbalah's Altera we're talking about? There was no effort at his part. As far as I know, he had not done any tshuva. At that point, he didn't open up a sefer. He didn't spend any sleepless nights. He wasn't involved in Amol Shaltera. Just a Kabbalah, a very simple Kabbalah. So why in heaven's name? What accounts for this weakness? But Rashi calls Terem Atesh Shalom. So that's what Moshe Chavreni, the Shimon Chevron, so he explains the following. And more or less, I'm just summarizing, giving you a precis of what he says. P-R-E-C-I-S, that's a good word. Anyway, so it says, he points out the following. Torah is ruchni. Torah is spiritual. When a person becomes a Torah, you become a chetzah shel Torah. The koach haTorah is to transform a person from being gashmi, from being a gashmi gabra, to being a Gabra Ruchni. So therefore, as soon as Reish Lakish is a Kabbalah of the old Torah, he became Ruchni. So Koach, physical Koach, is only measured by physical standards. The moment he's been Kabbalah upon himself the old Torah, he became less physical, more spiritual, weakening his physical Koach. I'm just telling you his head, man. Maybe you'll understand it.
I don't.
Trust me. Do you think I understand it? I don't.
Because you know the others were super strong. I mean, like Yaakov. And so if he was
Rav Chaim Shulev has a very beautiful shmuz on that topic. So it's good to see the shmuz by Yaakov Avino. What? Like Galus Evan. Correct. Yichud Leib. I heard that shmuz more than once. I heard at least two or three times. Okay, so let's assume something along those lines. Whatever that means, you can determine it over here. It's indicating that this apparently is the Pshat Yerushalmi. That's why Moshe Chavroni, he then goes back to that Yerushalmi. Someone who becomes upon himself all Torah Shuas, Ki'u lo chata. So it's stronger than Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, a person is still a Gavra, still a Ben Adam. There are various that he won't be able to receive Kapara for, such as still Hashem that I mentioned earlier. And Kabbalah Satorah becomes Ruchni, so then he's no longer a Ben Adam. Before he was Gashmi, now he's more Ruchni. I'm just telling you what he said. I'm just simply saying it over. I need some Pshat, the Yerushalmi. So he provides a Pshat that is somewhat credible. So as a result of that, no roshim of chet is left, and therefore it doesn't say series and echel chatas. This is his original explanation that they started up with me when I called Rabbi Nevinsol on Shabbos. Wow, did they start up with me? Left and right, all over the place here. So I agreed that it was a big chiddush. I didn't say it wasn't a chiddush. So I said, you like my other trap better? I got two words, machal chiddush. I don't think that's sufficient explanation. Hello. Chaval v'adav lo mishtachin. Anyway, the kids, so I said, oh, my red group, Chavna. That was all with another occasion. So the main purpose of Kabbalah Satorah is to transform us from being physical to being spiritual. That's what the, clearly my Moshe has. So obviously, every year we try to get rid of the physical and we try to get rid of the Gashmi and to become hopefully more Ruchani. And this is the Yesod, which has already been mentioned by many. Those who are familiar, as I said, when I was in Yeshiva over 50 years ago, so there were only two volumes of Mitzvah Eliyahu. So I went through both volumes. And I, even though there are today six, seven volumes at least, and also letters about Tesla, but luckily, I don't remember what's in the two volumes. I haven't gone past that. In volume number two of Mitzvah Eliyahu, so there he has a discussion, which is very well known. This is mentioned by Chassidus Sfarim and by Literature Sfarim every single year. All that which happened when we celebrate Pesach, obviously it's in Zion. It doesn't mean that we are, in effect, celebrating it, something that happened several thousand years ago. But every single year, we are once again revisiting and re-experiencing that we say, clearly in the Haggadah, the Mishnah Chayvan Liros, Ram Chayvan Baharis, Esasu, Kilu, Ato, Yotza, Mishiva, Mitzrayim, Ram, there's a number of Roshonos, means this man is Mesugol for whatever themes are relevant to Chagamatzos. The same thing applies to Matan Torah Chag HaShavuot. The Yesod, it's not his Yesod. It's actually found earlier, and it's found, as I said, in Sifri Kabbalah, but also many Sifri of Chachmei Adigla, all the Ma'adim, just Shavuot as well. Every year, we go back to Ma'amid HaSinai. Okay, we don't see necessarily the Eish and the Brakim, and the Kol HaShofar, where we saw it initially, but we have to understand that Matan Torah, once again, we are re-experiencing it, and there's a Raya Mukhrachas to this Yesod. So there's a din in Shulchan Aruch. It's a Gemara on Shabbos, actually. It says, "Ein lahakis dam b'erev Chag HaShavuot." So the Ban Chazal, that was the refuah of the day. Hakadosh dam. That's why the barber shops still, many of them, I think, still have the on the outside the pole that is circulating. It is blue and red and white. It's based on Hakadosh dam. That's what they used to do. Barber shops were essentially mekoros Hakadosh dam for bloodletting. I actually saw bankers. I saw leeches at work. I saw it as a little kid. Anyway, so it says that you're not makis now, but you're not shavuos. Why not? Because when Klal Yisrael were ready to come with the Torah, there's a shed whose name was Tibuach, emerged, and if Klal Yisrael not been come with the Torah, he would have chas v'shol, would have been toveach, all of Klal Yisrael, chas v'shol. He would have slaughtered the entire Jewish people. They were able to hakis down, but shavuos, shas ha-sakoni. Everyone shavuos, kum chatesu v'beis. Famous Gemara. So the question is, well, why is it nogea today? Tov Shin Pei Gimel. Why is it nogea to me that there's a shed before several thousand years ago? We were becoming the Torah. Several thousand years passed, we were becoming the Torah. What's Hakadosh there? The answer is, this shed is Misarer, the Chol Shana Mechadosh. Every single year, the shed once again comes to the fore. And Erech HaKshavuos, we are in a massive before Mount Torah. So there's a something. Are we going to be masking to be becoming the Torah? The Chol Shana, the Sakona Mitzanos Hashem? And because of that, Chazal Erev Shavuos will go there. Lo lahakis abishar av yom tovim. That's discussed in Shulchan and Simin Tov Samaches Sif Yud. And here in the Mishnah Berura Barichus, I don't think anyone here believes me. So it says here, this is a klal halacha. The last sif in Tov Samaches Luchas Besach. That's what Mr. Brewer explains here, the issue of Erev Yom Tov of Shavuos, of this shed, whose name is Tibuach, and Hakal Yisrael not in Kabbalah Torah, and be Tavachul, the Bisraim, the Damayim. Because of Abad, I'll call Erev Yom Tov, Mishum Erev Shavuos. So that's the famous Halach and Shavuot. So this applies as well, not just in the Magal Shnati, but it also applies in the Magal Shuri every week. Every Shabbos, we have, once again, the Melech Zabriah, Mechadosh. We don't see it. We say, obviously, the same people that we knew from last Shabbos and the previous Shabbos, but the Matzah, Ruchania, the Briah, is Mishkanish, Bechol Shavua, Kayadua, and the Raya is again, another Raya, after Gemara Titus. Because the Anshe Maimah, the Gemara says that they were Mesanim and Migdash, Bechol Yimosah Shavua, with the exception of Sunday and Friday. Friday, well, not Misanah, because of Kavod Shabbos. Sunday, the word Misanah, one of the time of the Gemara, because it's the third day from Yetzirah Sa'adam. The person was, Adam Rishon was created on Yom Shishi. That day he underwent a rather difficult surgical procedure where Chava was separated from him. He underwent surgery. And therefore he's chalash b'yom shlisha anshe shchem b'yom shlisha the milasam. And the third day with Chazal, the Gemara, Rashi, quotes it, French, Lamadalin. So despite the fact that from that nituach of other Rishon, I would say several thousand years has passed, 5,000 years. But because of the chulsha of Yom Rishon, mitchadeshe kol shavua. That same weakness once again comes to the fore. So even in the Magal Shvui, there's an element of Kiddush that once again occurs. And so this is the same idea that every Shavuos, once again, that's the Yishalmi I mentioned, we undergo a new Kabbal Satera, a new Dimon HaTorah Mechadosh, and we know that in general, Baalei Tshuva, the Rambam says that Midaki HaTshuva, the Rambam there in the second paragraph of Tshuva, Midaki HaTshuva Liyos Hashem Hashov, Mishan Shmo, what is Shini Hashem Hel, Gemara Shoshana. If a person has Xeira Chas V'Shol, let's say on Rab Tzvi, that he should, God forbid, die, but on Chayim Tzvi, there was no Xeira Shiyamos. So Mishan Shmo, now he has an alter ego, so to speak, and there's more into that idea, because the person is essentially, the Rambam writes, Ani Acher, V'en Yo'isa Ha'isha Asa Oisa Masi. I'm not the same person who did those actions that I was known for. Therefore, in effect, that this is the idea, not just of Shini Hashem, but a person on Matan Torah, as Chazal say, even called Diva Mediva, Shosam Piakadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara said, Yotzeh Nishmasa Shem Soil, famous Gemara, Gemara in Shabbos, and the Gemara said, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu went ahead, he was Morit Tal, and was able to be Mechayei Mesim. Hashem actually, through the Midas HaTal, we underwent the Renaissance, and once again, so we see this, it's Chachus, and Shoma, it's a Klal Yisrael, and that's exactly that what happens. If you will, that is chachus. Just like it's chachus, the Bria Soedlam is also chachus regarding Maimon HaSinai. That's in fact the chachus that we have to somehow try, hopefully, and develop in the Mitzvah Hashem in the course of this Shavuos, Abba Aleinu Latova. And the main purpose of Kabbalah Sator is to transform us, as Rav Moshe Chavroni said, from Gashmi to Ruchani. Every year we try to get rid of as much Gashmi as we can, and hopefully we go higher and higher. And halavai, we should be able to become a Torah Simcha and transform ourselves into individuals who are purely Mali Ruchnius and Be'ez Hashem in the Kabbalah Torah, Simcha Rabbah, Amen.